Blog Talk Radio.
It's computer buffering. Sirens, computer buffering. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp, December 14th, 2023. We are almost at the end of the fucking year. We got 2 weeks and the year's over. Oh, drop the mic. My bad, folks. Sorry for the feedback if you got it. Damn. Testes, 1, 2, 3. Testes. Oh, that's because the mic stand's not all the way open. My bad. A little bit unstable. My bad. Let's try that again. Welcome to the off-ramp show for the people by the people that embodies the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together right about the week's mathematics. See what's popping in these streets. See what's going on in your hood, my hood. We get together, we talk about politics, sports, movies, music, love, ratchetness, sophistication, sports, all that good stuff. So if you want to call in, feel free. Hit the phone lines. 31, I'm sorry, I almost gave out the passcode. 929-477-3975. You get us up on all social medias, which, of course, I forgot to post on today. But, no, I think I did a book face on Instagram, but I meant to do the I think I did Instagram. I keep meaning to do Twitch, but I think I got to buy a new computer for Twitch. That thing be running hot. So I think maybe Santa give me a brand new computer. DJ C-Sign looked at me and said, hell no. You want a new computer. Well, Santa ain't buying you no new computer. So you can hit us up on all the social medias. You can hit us up everywhere. And, you know, feel free to call in. Feel free. You got any topics you want to discuss? Anything that's been bothering you? Anything you thought was funny? Everything you thought that was interesting? Feel free to call in and let's discuss. Anything that you find interesting. We talk from everything from the war in Palestine and Israel or the Gaza Strip to the Super Mario Brothers movie. You know. Show has no bounds. You get racist, I might mute you. Try not to talk over each other. Try to be respectful. Have a good time. Again, feel free to call in 319. Oh, man, I keep almost giving out the password. 929-477-3975. What the hell is that noise? You don't hear that noise? Maybe it's the kids' kiss toy. Let's get right to it. I got DJ C-Sire in the building. DJ C-Sire, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing there, lovely lady?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Good. Can't complain. Good. Can't complain. I got my man Blur in the building. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man, I'm blessed and highly favored. Can't front, though, man. I'm going through withdrawals. I'm going through it right now, man. I gave up sugar. And, yeah, it's kicking my ass. I ain't even going front. It's getting to me.
Hold on, what? I see. Now we got to have a discussion. You can't come in and say you giving up sugar the week before Christmas and us have not, well, at least me, you know. I mean, we family, right? I look at Blair as my brother, for those out there who don't know. I moved to Pennsauken, New Jersey at a young age. Blair was the first person I met He's been my best friend ever since. Shout out to my other best friend, Fat Dude. It's his birthday. Happy birthday, Fat Dude. Blur birthday in a couple of days. I always get them mixed up because three of my best friends, three of the closest people in my life, all have birthdays within like 7 days of each other. So when December hits, I just like, happy birthday. I just wait for one of them to tell me when the other one's birthday is because that's how I know who comes first. Because I can't remember their birthdays. I just know they all in this week. But anyway, so Blur, why are you giving up sugar, man? You ain't got diabetes, do you?
Unknown. I ain't even afraid. I might. Everybody else in my family got it, so I might have it too. But nah, man, just trying to make a lifestyle change. I mean, trying to get a little bit healthier. I was You ever get out of the shower and you catch yourself in the mirror and be like, God damn.
Every day since I was about 7.
I got out of the shower the other day. It just happened to be like, I was like drying off. I feel dried off. And I just happened to look up in the mirror and be like, yo, what the hell?
Oh, man.
Not really, I just felt like I was like addicted to sugar. I just kind of accepted it. Like, yo, I got the sugar addiction, man. I don't like feeling like nothing got control over me. So I was like, yo, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go ahead and kick this. And if I say I could quit sugar, then I'm gonna quit sugar. And so, you know, here we are.
Okay, I like it. So nothing in particular except for, well, I mean. So it was just the shower. You looked at yourself and was like, fuck. So you decided to quit sugar. But nothing like your girl looked at you and said, yo, you about to die of diabetes.
Nah, nothing like that. She did tell me, what did she say? Oh, she said my teeth were looking mother of pearlish. I used to have, like, bright white teeth. This is the old Colgate commercial, and the teacher's like, teaching these kids colors, and she's like, all right, what color are my teeth? And they're like, eggshell? Often one of them was like, mother of pearl.
Mother of pearl.
So she knew it then. I realized I've been drinking because at my office, like, they give us, like, mad stuff for free. So we got, like, free sodas all over the place, free beer, free food, like, twice a week. And so I just been killing the sodas lately. You know, like, yo, let me stop. This can't be good. I only got one kidney. I shouldn't be drinking mad sodas, but I've been killing them.
Yeah, damn. I forgot that you only got one kidney.
I be forgetting too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
man. Shout out to Blur for saving his dad's life. Like, I mean, like, we don't give some of our, like, when we talk about heroes, like, you know, everybody brings up the military. And look, I ain't taking none of that away from them. But there's people every day like Blur who, like, their parents are dying. And you just be like, yo, here's my organ. And they just save people's lives, like, every day. And we don't appreciate them enough. So it ain't like the shit on the military, though. But, you know, shout out to the heroes like Blur out there who is still saving their parents' lives. I love my mother. My dad's already dead. God rest his soul. I love my mother. I don't know if I'm giving her my kidney. I think I'm collecting that insurance money. She's trouble. I might have to let her go. I might have to let her go and just meet her at the pearly
gates. You know what's funny, right? After I donated my kidney, I started learning about how much kidneys go for on the black market. Like, you know what I mean? Hey. My dad got the family discount for real because I could have sold that thing, like, in the set.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of black market, I got my man New York, New York in the building. And New York, New York's one of them guys I started playing Grand Theft Auto with. Yo, we should create a patch that you can sell kidneys on the black market in Grand Theft, you know. That would be a great part of the game that they haven't done yet. Like, just stealing body parts and selling them in the streets.
Oh, yeah, and I'm taxing.
I'm taxing. Depending on what body part it is, I'm taxing. I'm taxing. You got to come with that bread, that breach, that paper, that chicken.
Yeah, so what body part would you tax? I feel like if it's a body part, you should be taxing just because it's a body part. Like, I'm not carrying the
Look, I would, I would. Not go ahead. Go ahead.
Stop. You know, you're going to distract. Stop a minute.
Nah. I'm about to say. I want 125K for a nipple because you can't grow those back. That's what I heard. I want 125K for a nipple, yo.
Oh, man. That is funny. All right, man, let's get right to the show. I'm glad to have y'all on, as always. Glad to have y'all in the building. Looking for a good, fun conversation tonight. Like I said, we got Christmas coming up. We got a lot of unnecessary spending, a lot of unnecessary eating. Blur picked a bad time to get rid of sugar. All this candy, I was in Target. My son got an ear infection, so we had to go to the doctor to get him some antibiotics. And, of course, when we got to get the medicine, it's 20 minutes away, so we're out there, we get something to eat. And then when we get something to eat, it's like, oh, I got to run to Target and get something. And then Target got all this unnecessary candy. So I just bought random dumb shit for no reason. So, Blur, I feel for you, bruh. I tell you what, the first New Year, new me, yeah, I'll stop eating sugar with you, yo. Well, can I still have red wine? Let me have one glass of red wine a month.
I just jumped into this. I got to figure this out because I just thought about something. All I drink right now is water. I've been having coffee a lot, but I ain't been putting sugar in it. And I was like, I don't know if creamer counts.
It doesn't.
Creamer doesn't count?
No. As long as it's...
DJ C. Skip sugar. She gets like a... She becomes a bitch.
You can do half and half.
Keep talking.
Heavy cream.
It's funnier when you just keep talking.
But yeah, you can put cream on there.
Is your girl there, Blur?
Yeah, she in the room laying down. She had I told her she had a rough night last night, and the body don't bounce back the way it used to.
I was going to ask her to see if she noticed any mood changes. Because when DJ C-Star, she's good at it, too. Like, I ain't going to knock her. She starts making these weird, like, cupcake cream cheese stuff when she go on her non-sugar binges. But, yo, her attitude becomes ridiculous, yo. Like, I mean, it's not even like an attitude, but she's just short-tempered. Everything is very snappy. So, like, I wanted to see if she's going to notice any mood changes with you. So, next time you talk to her, just tell her to keep track of your mood changes and come on the off-ramp and tell your business.
You know what's funny? Because I was just about to say, I'm very cognizant of not, like, taking things out on people, like, being the same with people at all times. When I got in the house today, she asked me, she's like, are you mad at me? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, I just feel like you're mad at me. So maybe there's something.
Oh, see? You started already. But, yo, January 1st, I'm with you. All right. Let's get ready on the show. Let's get on the show. And with the Christmas. Well, let me ask y'all, because last week I did a bunch of my topics. So let me go to the panel. DJ C. Sorry, you got anything in particular you want to talk about tonight? New York, you got anything in particular you want to talk about tonight?
I mean, I just had one little quick conversation. I don't even know if anybody from D.C. is on the phone right now, but I heard they, what's it called? They're moving the Wizards and the Capitals to Virginia, Alexandria. So I don't know anybody from D.C. that's on the phone right now tonight. It feels some type of way.
I mean, I'm not from D.C., from Jersey, shout out to Jersey, but I do live in Virginia. Moving it from D.C. to Alexandria, is that really a big of a deal? Like, it's one of those things where, New York, you from New York. You know, y'all got boroughs. It's all different. It's different places. Each place has its own feel. But you lived in New York and you moved to another place. Like, we all understand PG County is different from Montgomery County. the city of Camden is different from the city of Philadelphia. But for somebody from the outside, all that shit's the same. I noticed the difference between where I live at in the separate cities only because I've been here for a long time. But moving the team from D.C. to Alexandria, it ain't that big of a deal. It's all in the same area, right? Like, how big of a drive difference is it really going to be on 395? Depending where you at, not much. I mean,
yeah, I was just about to say, like, I'm not familiar with the – I think I've only been to D.C. a couple times, but I know that's all the same general area. I mean, it's always a big deal, though, when teams move. Like, I know Bomani Jones talk about all the time when the Braves, I think, move from downtown Atlanta to, like, the outskirts of Atlanta, and, like, how much that had, like, financial impact on downtown Atlanta and stuff like that. And I know it was, like, a big deal when they were talking about how Golden State was moving. I guess, did they move to Oakland? They moved somewhere, like, across the bridge or something, to a smaller stadium. And they're like, yo, y'all know it's going to be bad. Like, when a team moves to a smaller stadium, you know it's going to be expensive as hell to get in there. So, I mean, even small changes can have an impact on the area, but to the outside general public, it's all the same. The Cowboys don't play in Dallas, 49ers, well, they don't play in San Francisco. I mean, a lot of these stadiums ain't in the actual city that the team is named after.
Yeah. We got a D.C. native. Shout out to Severn, Fort Meade, Mustangs in the building, my man. MX, welcome to Off Without. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm assuming y'all talk about them Commanders moving to Northern Virginia. Is that what y'all talking about?
Yeah,
it's actually 495, and it's a hell of a difference. I'm just going to tell you that right now. In terms of traffic patterns, the why, talking about the location, if you've been in that Loudoun County area where they're talking about it, it don't even support that enough, that stadium infrastructure. They actually had local law, local officials complaining, and the towns around it, because it's a newer community that that they're looking at, actually had roads built just to give up some leaf or traffic down there in that triangle area. So I think they're just not thinking smart about that, because that area is already so much congested, and then you put a stadium and you got stadium traffic already. Like, it's nothing for it to be 10 o'clock with traffic. I'm talking about, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic in that area. It's nothing to be even from literally 10 to 2 p.m. bumper-to-bumper traffic. So you add stadium traffic to that already, like, it's going to be stupid. It's, like, not even going to be, like, worth you going. And there's no rail stop there. There's no metro line there. Metro goes further out. So they're going to – it's, like, it's just more to it than just, yes, it's DMV. That is part of DMV. So you say, hey, DMV area. You know what I mean? Yes, it is, like, from a mileage-wise, it's not a big deal. But commute-wise, like, 5 miles take you 30 minutes, right? Like, so you – that's right. That's now without the stadium being there, right? And so you add that, it's going to be unbearable.
Could them adding a stadium fix that, though? Like, when they go in and add the stadium, couldn't they add, like, expand the roads, add more exits or something? Because I know there was something similar out here when the Rams was in St. Louis. The stadium is in downtown St. Louis. Mad stops, bus, trains, everything. Like, 3 or 4 highways coming in. And they were going to get them a new stadium close to their practice facility, which it's like space out there. So they got, like, concerts and everything. But it's like you in traffic for, like, an hour where you make that one exit. And they're all saying, like, nah, if they build a stadium here, it's not going to be just this one exit anymore. They're going to facilitate that. It's going to be more ways to get in and out of this little area down here.
Yeah, unless they change the proposed location, but were they proposing it at? That only is just no way.
But Loudoun isn't. Is it the city of Loudoun or Loudoun County? Because I thought they were moving to Alexandria.
County.
That's not in Loudoun.
Well, Well, I'm just saying that area, the Loudoun County area, right? Alexandria is even so. Alexandria, I didn't think they were. Well, they said they were proposing, it was not in Alexandria. So if they changed it, then that's a whole nother thing. But because I don't even think Alexandria can support it, to be honest with you. Alexandria is way smaller. They were talking about Loudoun County, which is the
now,
other side.
Now, are y'all talking
the
about
side
the
of the bridge.
To the Wizards? Because we were talking about the Wizards. We're talking
okay.
about the Wizards.
All right, cool. You talk about the Wizards. Okay. All
right.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that either.
I mean, I guess
why are they moving? They moving too? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with their stadium?
It's probably nothing wrong. They probably just get more. I mean, D.C. pays taxes, but I don't know. I mean, I guess you would get more taxpayer money if you put it in Virginia just because our taxes are so high.
I guess, man.
But I don't know.
I mean, I'm not for that. I like to keep – I mean, I'm from D.C. I like to keep that money flowing into the district. Especially since we still trying to fight statehood, and then, you know, giving teams, you know, buyouts to leave. I mean, I just think that kind of hurts that whole argument. But if the NBA and NFL, well, the NFL's already in Maryland, but the NBA now leaves, I mean, what the Caps are going to be next, and they just got a new stadium.
Yeah,
and the
so
Mystics are still down in the southeast, so it's weird. I mean, I don't know.
You know, a lot of this stuff just, it really comes down to taxpayers. So, you
yeah.
know,
if
the Wizards Stadium was, if the Wizards would get a brand new stadium in D.C. paid by D.C. taxpayers, they would probably stay there. But a lot of people
yeah.
are like, I'm not paying for new stadium. You just got a new stadium. And Virginia says, hey, the state will give you so much money for the stadium. If you move it here, we'll make it brand new. And then in 20 years, Virginia's going to be like, I ain't paying for no new stadium. We still paying off that $2 billion stadium we just built. And then they'll move again. It's really just about
that's true.
Taxpayer. I don't know what the... But the money situation is with D.C. taxpayers just because it's, you know, it's a district, not really a state. But I know that some of my tax money will be going to the Wizards Stadium because Glenn Youngkin came out with a statement sometime. He's the governor of Virginia, said that it was kind of going to be a 50-50 deal, that they're going to raise money privately, but the taxpayers would probably have to pay half of it. So
yeah, I think you're right about that one because that's the same argument that's being made with the Orioles, right, in Camden Yards. So what's more, the governor of Maryland came out and was like, look, we're going to try to do what we need to do to keep the Orioles in Baltimore at Camden Yards. But at the same time, the president of the Senate came out and was like, yeah, I don't think that needs to be on the back of the taxpayers, right, because they're looking for like a 99-year lease for the ground rent. And now, like, why I'm not really sure why we would have the taxpayers fund all that. And so that's kind of the debate or the arguments that's going back and forth with the Orioles stadium staying in Baltimore in terms of, you know what I mean, like what you were saying, how much of that is going to be taxpayer funded or you doing, I guess that's the only option, right, privately fund or something, you know, some other kind of revenue stream for that 99-year piece of it. So, yeah, you might – I mean, I guess that is true.
New York, you brought the topic up. You got anything?
Nah, I mean, I think I got all the answers that I wanted. I mean, just to see how people would react or how would they feel. Just the team moving out, you know, out of the boundaries of where it came from. How it would, like – influence fans or anything like that.
Yeah, hold on. Before you move on, there's something that y'all just brought up, man. I hate, not that I hate, because, I mean, I've witnessed it go, like, I don't know, a couple times now where the owner or the team and then the city is arguing back and forth about who's going to pay for these stadiums. It's always going to be the city. They always going to pay for it. Like, it don't make no sense. Well, I guess it do, because I know, like, they always say, look, they're going to end up like, I guess, Indianapolis, the Colts, when they left Baltimore. Like, all right, look, y'all don't want to help us. Somebody will. Y'all want billionaire owners. Like, look, y'all don't want to pay for the stadium for me. It's plenty of other cities where I can take this team. Who will pay for the stadium for me? So, like, they be sitting there trying to play hardball. They always going to – because, look, like, especially with NFL, it's only 32 lottery tickets. Like, what an NFL team means to a city for an economy, you won't pay for the stadium because you don't want to lose that money. Like, yeah, they're going to pay for it. The city always pays for it.
But that's where the funny comes in. Like, most cities, most governors will say, yeah, our city, our state will help pay for a stadium, but at what cost? Because these owners get, okay, the ticket revenue is good. That's all shared between everybody for the entire league. The popcorn sales, all that, that's all shared. The parking revenue goes 100% basically to the owner. That's not shared between the leagues. So where the real money comes in at is, you know, that's why Jerry Jones built such a big stadium, because he makes so much money off of other events that come there and the parking revenue. Like, it's just free real estate. You can have circuses there if you still do the killing of the animals and torture of animals. Like, just for the parking lot, you don't even have to rent out your stadium. Circuses with the lions and stuff. Like, concerts, you know, even inside the stadium, that's going to bring – I mean, but I don't know what they have to do with those ticket sales monies because it's using the stadium. I don't know if that's still considered part of – sharing, but I know, like, I read something you said about the actual money per spot of a car is like 100% going in the owner's pocket. So a lot of these people say, hey, the city, the state will help you pay for it, but we're not paying over the amount because we'll still be paying on the stadium while you make all this money on the side, and that doesn't have to go back towards what you paid to make the stadium. That's just going in your pocket. And if you decide to leave, we still got to pay basically for that stadium. So it's always going to be a fight. It's always interesting. I wonder how many privately built stadiums there are out there. I don't think it's much. But that real estate is just worth so much money, especially when it comes to the parking revenue. So it's an interesting discussion about how they use these stadiums as, you know, it's basically like profit-generating tax shelters. Like, it's crazy. But, I mean, that's why they're billionaires. That's why they're billionaires. It, like, you could take a whole class on how these people get money and make money from stadiums and somehow don't have to fork over the whole bill. It's pretty in debt. It's pretty crazy, but. All right. You just decide you got
to pay for it.
I'm
going to tell you like this. Pay for it. Because if the team leaves, like, when the Rams left St. Louis, yes, it was bad for a while. It was real bad for a while. I didn't even go front. Like, I know, like, personally, so many people were out of jobs and everything, just went to scrambling. Like, it got bad. It got ugly. I mean, they still got the dome set up, and they do things there, but, like, car shows and stuff. But, nah, I worked, like, two blocks from the dome where the Rams played at.
Yeah, I mean, as a sports fan, I'm always for build it and people will come. But you know, you got to have a successful team. But you know, if you got something exciting, I'm always for building sports stadiums and cities and have the cities pay for them, because I think it just makes the city, it gives it good stuff to do. Like, even where we are, the small city in Southeast Virginia, I love taking my kid to, like, a baseball game. I love going to, you know, you go hit the, the local college basketball team stadium and go watch a game. You know, we're headed to a hockey game next week. You know, it's dope. You know, it'd be nice to have a professional team too. But, you know, it all depends if you got the amount of it really depends on, like, and we can get too much in the weeds here, but it depends on the per capita in the city that the stadium is in. So professional teams wouldn't come to my area because even though I live in an area that has – the surrounding area has just as many people as the city of Philadelphia. But it's five different municipalities or seven different municipalities where I'm at. So not every municipality would pay on their normal sales tax would generate money to that actual stadium that they'll pull money from. A city like Alexandria, a city, and I don't know, I'm not too familiar with just D.C. tax laws, but a city like Alexandria, like these major hub cities, you got people who live on the other side of the city that's an hour away from the stadium who wouldn't dare go to that stadium because, like MX said, it's so much traffic. Anytime they buy something in the city they live in, even if they don't go to the stadium, some of that money goes towards the stadium. So just per capita a person, the stadium gets funded. So a lot of these people look at, you know, how many people in the area, how many people just buying sales tax on clothes or groceries that we can pull from the state can we get money in? It ain't really even about the support. It's really just about, you know, it's a numbers game. All right, I didn't mean to get too much in the weeds of that. I feel like I'm boring y'all with math talk. But I thought
you did on the math talk a little bit. And still, fuck Stan Kroenke. You could go anywhere in St. Louis or surrounding area and say, fuck Stan Kroenke, and people will join
you. That's what a bull boils out to. Fuck that math. I don't care
about
you.
Nah, fuck Stan Kroenke, man.
Stan.
That's the dude who bought the Rams, and everybody knew the moment he bought it, he was trying to move him out. And he's from St. Louis. He's a St. Louis dude. He's named after Stan Musial, the St. Louis Hall of Fame baseball player. Man, not only did he take the Rams and move, he told the NFL St. Louis is not a two-sport city. He said the city cannot support three. He said it's not a three-professional team city. It cannot support three professional teams. He said it's always going to be a Cardinal city, and the Cardinals are going to be fine. He said the Blues, the St. Louis Blues, the hockey team are going to be fine. It cannot support a third professional team. And they were like, yo, that's a kiss of death. Like, there's no way the NFL is ever going to give St. Louis another team. Owner who was here saying stuff like that. And they're like, yo, he ain't even get St. Louis a chance. He got us a bum-ass coach. And the day he brought the team, he was like, yo, we'll take the Europe game every year for the next 7 years. He's like, yo, that's a home game for us here in St. Louis. He's like, nah, we good. We could deal without another home game. Because apparently the NFL gives the team who goes over, go over here, they get an extra bonus or something like that. He's like, yo, give that to me. We'll take the overseas game for the next 7 years to make it ours.
Damn, it's crazy. All right, well, New York, that was your topic. You got anything else? Man, we kind of went 30 minutes on that. I didn't mean to spend 30 minutes on that.
Nope, I'm good. Let's get to the rest of the topic.
All right. Blur, anything in particular you want to discuss tonight?
Man, it's Barbie, bitch. Come on, man. Nicki Minaj at Pink Friday, part two. We a week past. Hope y'all got y'all listeners on, man. It's grown woman.
Yeah, we're not
married woman music.
You said married woman music?
Yeah, man. This is grown woman nasty sex music, man. This is like after the girl get out of her whole phase in her hot or her city girl era, and she finally land a dude. Like Nicki Minaj is right in that lane with this album, anyway.
Did you really listen to that album?
Oh, man, I've listened to it like four or five times since last week.
Have you listened to any other Nicki Minaj album prior?
I'm a Nicki fan, so yeah. Yeah, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan.
Are we really talking about Nicki Minaj on the off-air now?
Wait, y'all don't like music?
Talking about
it? Y'all don't like bars? Is that what you're saying? You don't like bars?
Yo, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, the off ramp is a show for the people, by the people, by the people. If Blur wasn't talking,
I know,
but
has it already came out yet?
I think it came out last week.
Yeah, last Friday.
Oh. I understand.
It's a really good album. I'm not going to say great album because not for me. Again, I'm not into, you know, I keep my crown tight and my pussy tighter. That ain't really, those bars ain't really for me. But, you know, she really talking that shit. It's good. I liked hearing her. She talking about her first song. She's apologizing for her son, like, yo, when you get older, you going to learn some things about me before you got here. I'm sorry, but, you know, this is me now. You ain't going to know me from back then. I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't even think about that. Like, stuff like that. She apologizes to Wayne and Drake. It's like, yeah, I'm different now. It was weird hearing, like, someone rap about being married, like being a married mom, and it not sounding corny.
Did she rap about how Cardi bodied her?
She threw some shots. I ain't gonna front. She threw some shots at Cardi talking about, like, well, they say you don't really, it's subliminal, but, you know, talking about imagine me beefing with who? Who? Nah, like, she ain't on my level. Something get hit with a shoe. Cause you know how, you know, Cardi got hit in the head with the stiletto or whatever. So
yeah,
she took some shots. She took some shots.
Oh. Okay. Yeah.
She took some shots at Meg, Cardi. But yeah, for the most part, it was going like, yo, I'm above all this now. Like, I'm a mom. Don't bother me.
Nice.
See, that's crazy. How you gonna take shots and then tell somebody not to bother you? Like, we definitely gonna. Now, look, I ain't listened to the album. DJ C. Siren played a couple. She played the Drake song that sounded pretty good. She didn't like the J. Cole song. But I heard it's a very, you know, very, like, poppy album, not really bars.
Well, let me ask.
But
is DJ C. Siren on?
She's getting good. What'd you say?
Is she on? Where's she at? Where's DJ C. Siren at?
Yeah, she here. She right here.
What? So how was the Cole verse, yo? Like, if you didn't like the song, but how was his verse? Like,
because
I'll listen to the song just for his verse.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. All right, go ahead.
Okay. You ready? I had to listen to it again. I think it was a little, it was introspective. What's the name of the TLC song?
Smile.
Kind of, you know, introspective, kind of, I guess, tribute to Nicki's life, I guess. I don't know. I just didn't.
She said she cried.
It just wasn't interesting. It wasn't an interesting song to me. Not that he did. I mean, you know, they cold, but it wasn't anything like, oh, I gotta listen to that one again. Like, it was just kind of like, oh, okay, that's cute.
This is what pisses me off. Go ahead.
That song. But it was, yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to, I've never listened to a Nicki Minaj album. So I decided to listen to this just while I was.
Did you listen to the whole album?
Just about. I think I might have missed, I got to about the whole thing, maybe missed the last song or two.
Okay.
So,
what's your review? You agree with Blur?
Yeah, I think it's a decent project. I like it. I liked it. I didn't think there was any songs that I was, I'm going in with the mindset that I just know Nicki Minaj's style. You know, I mean, I didn't like Freaky Girl, and that was kind of like, you know.
I like that joint.
I didn't like the sample. I thought it was.
Oh, yeah, Anaconda, No Homo.
Yeah, I like Anaconda.
I mean, but
no,
I mean, they're just.
Is that her song?
Is that Cardi B?
That's right. I don't know. They all. yeah. So I think it was a decent project. I might even listen to it again. Like, if,
hey,
you know,
look
like
at you. Look.
I did. You know.
First Beyonce and now Nicki Minaj.
It's the fake. The fake. Fake Island Drake sang on it. I thought it was a good collaboration, you know.
Would you go see her concert on that album? Off that album, are you going to see her on the tour?
Oh, no. No, I'm not. I wouldn't spend money to
Blur, you going to see her on tour, Blur, off that album?
Off of this one album?
Yeah,
I don't know.
She would tour, watch. Yeah, she would tour this album.
Like, she got a couple things on there that's going to go. Like, that are really going to go. Like, she got the joint with the little Uzi beat to it. Like, I already started seeing everybody on social media, the girl doing shake dance to it. So I would like to see that. She got, like, three or four of those. I don't know if that's enough for me to go see her in concert, though, because I ain't going to sit there for the perspective let me rap about my son and my husband. Like, that's cool. It sounds nice, but, I mean, again, it's not for me.
So who's she even married to? I didn't even know she was married.
He's like a killer.
Yeah, it's controversial because he's a what? I don't know what he was. He actually did get indicted or actually
arrested for. It's like your childhood friend. It was like pedophilia or something.
Yeah,
like
or yeah, it involved, but it
was like
involved
was like
with an underage.
And
yeah.
She was like 17. It wasn't like a crazy age, but it was enough to get him arrested or something. Look, don't come try to shoot me. I don't know.
I'm gonna say yeah.
God bless them both. Shout out to the parents. But,
all right.
So she got much slack for that. That's kind of the running theme to anyone who wants to speak any kind of shit about Nicki Minaj is that she married a pedophile.
Like, why would they beef with him? Well, obviously, he's over that. Like, we don't want to keep the pedophile people single because then they're going to go after the kids. Like, shouldn't we be applauding her for taking him off the streets?
That's a very good
we don't want him on the streets looking for some cheeks. He might go after somebody's daughter. So she took him off the streets. They're obviously fucking if he ain't got a kid.
Yeah.
And she's of age. Nicki old.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Nicki for getting right off the streets.
So her baby by him?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I got no clue.
Yeah. She had the baby after they got married. So, yeah.
So, wouldn't it be ironic if the same thing happened to his daughter? Yeah? Would you feel bad for him?
Do they have a daughter or they got a boy?
I don't know.
A boy.
Well, would it be ironic if she dated a pedophile?
Nah, if his son followed in the same footsteps as him.
And started dating a young girl?
Got locked up for it.
I mean, that would probably
hereditary? Is that something that can be passed down?
Yeah. I mean,
that's where I was going.
It probably proves the genetic theory thing. I mean, that's what pedophilers say. Well, people, I don't know, Cheryl hates, I mean, DJ Cesar hates when I say pedophile, but that's what the people in that who study sex says. It's like the same reason why gay people aren't choosing to like dudes and girls. It's just in their genes. They say it's the same thing with being attracted to kids. And that's a touchy subject, and I don't want to touch it. Just like I don't want to touch kids. That's why I like a little bush before I push. But yo, hold on, before we finish, this is what pisses me off about Blur. Blur is full of shit. Cause he gonna try and tell me that this Nicki Minaj album is good, but the J. Cole album is trash.
Yeah. I mean, he also sells someone else's album. Then he talks bad about Kendrick Lamar. Like, how you gonna shit on Kendrick Lamar if it's probably Nicki Minaj?
This album is way better than is it the Pimple Butterfly? Is that one? I'm trying to remember. Her songs are way better than that. I'm not even gonna say she's rapping better, but it's just better music. It's better songs. What's the album? Let me think about it. I'm trying to remember the name of that album.
The Warm Up?
No,
the Kendrick Lamar joint.
Oh, Daddy Issues.
Yeah, whatever that one was, it's better than that one, and it's better than the one I think he won the Grammy for.
Yo. Damn?
No, Stephen.
Big Stepper. Big Morale the Big Stepper.
Mr. Morale
the Big Stepper. So you think this Nicki Minaj album is better than that? Well, DJ T-Time,
yeah,
let Blur talk. We find our Blur.
Y'all can try.
You
this
have
is, this is better music. It's better to listen to. It's not music. Even if you ain't, again, I'm not really, you know what I mean? I could listen to someone talk about, you know, how tight her pussy is or whatever. Or she keep it tight for
yeah,
her
you
man.
You can't
like,
hear
Jimmy. That's cool. That's fine, but, eh. Like, but it's definitely better than To Pimp a Butterfly, and it's better than Mr. Morale and The Big Steppers. It is, because Kendrick Lamar, he's telling stories and everything. It's boring.
Yeah,
it's
you can't
boring.
Hear Jimmy. That's why I low-key was asking, are we talking about Nicki Minaj off of Blur's opinion about music, yo?
Let me ask you this. She got like 3 or 4 tracks that are going right now. How many songs off of To Pimp a Butterfly are going to play in the club?
It don't matter. You said music.
How many songs off of
not
how
all
songs
not
off
all
of,
music
gets
played
in the
play
club?
But not every music gets played in the club. That don't mean it's not good
that's
music.
That's what I'm saying. Those are just boring songs. It's a good storytelling.
So you like club? So you like club boppers then? So just say you like club boppers though.
I do like club joints. That's it's music. You want to dance to it. Like
not,
this stuff is gonna get you
all, so you saying that all good music has to be played in the club?
Not all good music, not at all. There's a lot of great songs that I can make it in the club. I don't know I can't pull off the name. Lauryn Hill ain't gonna play in the club. But she be
so right now we're comparing Kendrick Lamar and Nicki Minaj? That's what we're doing right now?
Oh, if I'm on a desert island, I'll take Nicki Minaj's discography before I'll take Kendrick Lamar's, hands down.
Oh my God!
If I could only listen to one, if I'm on a desert
next
island
topic.
And I could only take one discography to listen to out of those two, give me Nicki.
Next topic. Next topic.
Hold on. M-Extra and DJ C-Sire are so funny. I feel like my best friend and my wife are the exact same person. When they get fed up with something, they just want everyone to move on. No, I got to talk about this. DJ C-Sire got on her phone. She was done with Blur, too. M-Extra done. But I got to have this conversation real quick. Kendrick Lamar's discography is about two to three classic albums.
Take Section 80 out of it. It's four albums. Four albums. Out of those four, you think three of them are classic?
DJ C-Sire, you tapped out. I want to have this conversation. Don't jump back in. I want to know why am I taking Section 80 out. That's one of his albums.
It wasn't really an album. Wasn't it like just like an unreleased mixtape that people just kind of passed around? All right, keep Section 80 in it. Keep Section 80 in it. Cool. Three out of five? Three out of five are classics, is what you're saying.
He had actual videos before that. No, it's
fun. You've had to have a conversation. Stay out of it now. You and MX took a break. I just want to have this conversation because I think I can convince Blur to take that back. I think he just jumped out the window a little bit.
I don't think so.
So Kendrick Lamar's discography over Nicki Minaj's discography. Section 80 is included in that.
All right, take Section 80. Can I take the Nicki Minaj mixtape one? Cash Money, whatever one it was running around and it was just putting mixtape after mixtape after mixtape?
If you want to put a Nicki Minaj mixtape in there, I'm cool with it. You can't put a Young Money mixtape in there.
See? I'm still taking it because I'm telling you, listening around the Big Steppers and To Pimp a Butterfly are not good. I mean, I say not good. They're definitely not classic albums,
cool.
So you down two already.
Cool, you down too. Tell me what Nicki Minaj put out that's better than Section 80, Good Kid, and Damn. Because that's a mean three. No, I'm not even adding that yet. I want to know what albums are comparable to Section 80, Good Kid, and Good Kid, Mad City, and Damn. What three albums does Nicki Minaj have? Because I haven't heard them. So I'm going to go listen tomorrow to what three albums compared to that, that you would take her entire discography over Kendrick Lamar's.
I'm going to give Damn, I'm gonna put Damn in the number one spot. I'm not even going to front. That's a classic album. I'm not going to even.
We're not arguing. Damn. You said you would take.
Yeah. So, all right. So if you take Damn at number one, I'm taking the Queen album. I'm taking her Pink Friday album, which is her very first one. And I'm taking this one before I get to another Kendrick Lamar album. So she got three of the top four out of this conversation. He takes number one. She takes two, three, and four.
Queen, Pink Friday, and Pink Friday 2 are better than Section 80 and Good Kid, Mad City.
In my opinion, yeah, absolutely. And again, I don't want to count Section 80 because I think I think that's a little cheating too much. But I mean, we'll count it if we want to count. If y'all want to count it.
Hold on. Are you saying this because of the collabs that she had on the jump?
Listening to it.
Because
listening to the album front to back.
You know half
which
of
one
them,
am I going to enjoy
the shit
more?
That you put two or three and four, her classic shit had collabs on it, though. Most of the discography are collabs.
Are they on the album? She makes better music. If it's because she works with better people, that's cool. But those albums are better than this.
Okay. All right, man.
So,
you got it.
So you think that Queen, Pink Friday 2, and Pink Friday are all classics?
I'll give Good Kid, Mad City, and Section
are both considered classics.
See, that's what we're going to disagree on. Because I don't think Good Kid, Mad City is a classic.
It doesn't matter what you think. I mean, it matters what you think because this is your opinion. But Good Kid, Mad City and Section 80 are both considered classics. By damn near everybody. Like, the general consensus is both of those are classics. So you tell me.
I'll give Damn a classic. I don't think those other two are classics.
Okay, but generally considered, they're considered classics. So you're telling me that Pink Friday, Queen, and Pink Friday 2 are considered classics?
Pink Friday 2 is probably too soon to be considered a classic. And I'll put Pink Friday as classic, or first one. I don't think Queen's really classic. I think it's better than his, but I don't think it's a classic.
We ain't got to spend too much time. DJ's time. Frustrated. Extra tried to leave this a minute ago. We ain't heard from New York, New York. New York. What's your opinion on all this? You supposed to just be jumping in, man.
I mean,
this is New York.
Look, I understand. Look, you already know how I feel about Queens. Like, you already know how I feel about Queens. But at the end of the day, if I was on an island and I had to choose between Nicki Minaj and Kendrick Lamar, I'm going Kendrick Lamar. I think a majority of the songs on Good Kid, Mad City, I would like, even if it comes down, if you had to listen to everybody's, like, the whole discography of somebody, like Kendrick Lamar, or Nicki Minaj, I think I would be very content with Good Kid, Mad City on the island, and if I had to listen to that for the rest of my days, I'd be very content with that.
So you just want to see what he did there, though, right? He disregarded the other ones. You got to take all of them. You got to take the other one too.
I like the tracks on Damn too. It's a couple on there that I like. Section 82. Compared to Nicki Minaj, like, I can't really sit up here and say, like, am I gonna have the best time listening to Nicki Minaj on an island? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I gonna listen to? Like, just think about it. What am I going to listen to? I mean, I like the Everybody joint that she just dropped. I like the Everybody joint. That joint didn't y'all about to see Everybody. That's it. That's it, rock.
That's
don't get me wrong.
That's going to go.
A couple of songs. I mean, that's the only song,
like
though. I mean, she got the Anaconda. She got the Anaconda joint. She got what? She got a couple of Red Ruby the Sweeze. Like, I like that joint. I like the Chun-Li joint. I like a couple of hers, but, like, compared to Kendrick Lamar's like that.
The Anaconda's over Sir Mix-a-Lot, bro. Come on. Yo, that's not original, man. Come on, bro. You can't give her that.
I mean, if you coming from the times of New York right now, all the young boys is like sampling over the over the old tracks now. I mean, that's what they do. I mean, like that's what it is at this time, day and age for the young kids. So I ain't got no problem with it. But like compared to Kendrick Lamar, come on, I think we bugging now. You can't. I'm not sitting on the island. I'm not sitting on the island listening to Nicki Minaj for the entirety of the island of my life.
Blur,
no, I'm not
Blur
doing that.
Not doing it either. Yo. I don't believe Blur's doing that either. I think he's trying to spur debate at this point. Yo, you capping, bro? You not?
I'm not sitting
on a goddamn island.
I'm not going to sit there and be bored.
Blair don't like
Lamar. My aunt's a man now.
He don't like that.
Doom, doom, doom.
Yeah, he don't like that lyrical,
doom, doom,
miracle
doom,
stuff. He don't like that lyrical,
do,
miracle
good,
stuff. That's what it is.
When it turns into a good song and not just blind, like, I'm not going to say he can't rap. I'm never going to say Kendrick can't rap. I'm saying he don't make the most entertaining songs.
I think we need to, like, table this discussion and move on.
We need to have an off-brand part two after hours debate, like an after show, because this could go on forever.
You know, everybody needs to get on. We need to Zoom, like a Zoom meeting, where we could play some of these songs and watch how many of y'all fall down and fall asleep when for Kendrick.
We need to do a podcast. We already told us don't fall asleep to
them.
What are you talking about?
Blur said, my aunt's a man now.
And you're not hearing the Congo drum in the background, too. My aunt's a man now. Boom, 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 boom. My aunt's a man now. Do, 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 do. She wears a strap now. Do, 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 do. Like, you don't want to hear that? They're like, everybody. Like, come on, man.
Yo, Blur, you be listening to Nicki Minaj while you be doing Pilates and shit with Jane Fonda and shit. Yo, come on, stop, bro. Fuck out of here. What
like
are you talking
Jane
about?
I don't listen to Kendrick Lamar.
It's no disrespect to Jane Fonda. That's what Blur listened to. That's when he listened to Nicki Minaj and shit. He be working out to her and shit, apparently. Come on, yo, stop it. Come on. Next topic, bro. Come on, man. Are you serious right now? You can't be serious.
Don't tell me you and her doing a dip to Eazy-E to butterflies in the White House.
Oh, my
Jerry
God.
Jerry Curls, who's
dripping. Now you just taking rec.
All right. funny topic. Blur, boy. Well, Blur, look, I'm going to check out these Nicki Minaj albums, because if you're telling me that her discography is better than Kendrick Lamar's, I got to at least give it one run. And I'm going to give it one run, and yeah, I'll report back, because look, I'm speaking in ignorance. I've never listened to a Nicki Minaj album. So I'm anxious to see what the hype that Blur got.
Let me just say this. When you listen to it, think, what am I more entertained with? Just keep that in your mind. What am I more entertained with?
What are you talking about? If I have to see and try and figure out if this is really something I'm going to really like, the song is trash.
I thought you wanted to move on.
No, I'm just saying that if you compare it to another album, like, because good is subjective. Just think, what am I more entertained? I'm trying to qualify it. Like, because you're like, oh, this is good, they're both good or whatever. Like, which one am I more entertained with?
Nah, that's a weak-ass argument, bro. That's like giving you a cop-out. Yeah. I got no bars, but I can entertain your ass. Stop it, man.
I don't think it'd be entertaining to me, though. I think I'd be more entertained by Kendrick Lamar's verses than Nicki's. But again, I got to give it a shot. So, all right, let's go on because y'all want to move on and then y'all keep arguing Blur. He keeps sucking y'all in. No homo. Blur, that was your first topic, man. What a statement. I love the fact though.
Yeah, he need to go to the back of the list after this. You gotta go back.
I love the fact how I said I compared it versus J. Cole and you got to Kendrick Lamar. You got right off that last J. Cole album, which is fire too. Hey, him and that water. Blur, you got any other topics that you want to discuss?
He done for the night, man.
After that, I don't want to say this out too much, but you know, I put in the chat, man. I put the video out there. What y'all think about Jonathan Majors, man, on the run for his life from his white girlfriend? Man got on his track and field stuff, man. He was hitting the corners. He was in and out of traffic. He was really out there looking like an Avenger the way he was moving.
Yo, there's so much to that video to unpack. And I do want to have a lot of jokes. And I want to have a lot of racist jokes.
Right.
Watch y'all back. I don't know. I want to have a lot of racist jokes, but I don't want to. I mean, I don't care about offending people because I think all y'all know me well enough to know that I'm just here for the jokes. But, you know, we can have a real discussion. So I'll ask the floor to the table at Max for DJ C. Sign New York. Did y'all see the video that Blur put in the chat?
I didn't. I don't even get those no more. I don't know. Y'all must have took me off the chat, bro. But I did see the video. And, you know, the crazy part was, like, I feel like if I'm out with a lead, yo, it's no female. She got to be a track. She got to be, you know what I mean, Shakira Richardson to keep up with my ass. So there's no way she should be right behind you, yo. You got a whole head start, yo. How she catch him? How she catch him, yo? She literally was, like, right on his ass, yo. Like, I was confused by that. Yo. I feel like I'm, even in my ripe old age, like, if I'm out, I'm out, yo. Ain't no way I'm going to turn around and you right behind me, yo. Like, I don't feel like that's going to be the case. You know what I mean? Especially when that just happened.
Well, you don't know how much he had to drink that night.
I don't care, guys. I just feel like I'm a better athlete, that I'm just not going to get walked down by a white woman, yo. I'm just saying. I don't give a shit how drunk I am.
Well, he didn't get one.
I don't know if you noticed. He had the pea coat on. That pea coat be kind of tight up under the armpit sometimes. I'm thinking he ain't really having his, like, full range of motion is what I'm thinking.
Blur.
That's what
you're right.
Hey, Blur, you get walked down by a white chick, bro?
I'm just saying. She got experience
right now, you get walked down, bro? That's what you're telling me right now?
Yeah, this is like my friend in college that'll walk you down, B. We in bad shape, yo.
I'm in horrible shape right now. That ain't gonna front.
I'm just saying, but if you're trying to run away from a scene, yo, I feel like that just like muscle memory is gonna come back, yo. Like, so that's what I'm betting. And like I said, I'm in horrible
shape. She was trying to get his phone. Women, when they motivated, especially when she angry and she motivated, she got that adrenaline boost from, you know, lift the car up off a kid boost. He got the skinny jeans and a tight pea coat, so.
So you going to get walked down? That's what you're saying to me right now?
I don't know, but, like, I don't think he was as motivated to get away, because if she called him, she really wasn't going to do anything with him. And he was just trying to, like, yo, let me get out of here, because witnesses.
I just kept rewinding it, like, how the hell is she keeping up with him? Like, I just kept figuring out, like, she's literally on his ass. Like, I was confused. I couldn't get past that part. I don't know.
Look, he had the pea coat, and depending on where you got the pea coat at, he might have got that joint from Macy's. You know what I mean? Just to be on some little, just some subtle shit, right? The joint from Macy's, that's all wool. That's holding you down. And then he had the skinny jeans, right? And it was rolled up at the ankles. It was rolled up at the ankle, so it was showing his socks. So the socks was mad high. I think the socks was like calf socks, like the motherfuckers that wear in soccer, bro. That's another probably like a 0.5 pound on you. And then he had the big ass boots, the boots that cover his ankles, bro. I don't know. His feet might have been hurting. If he had a couple of long islands, he probably been standing on his feet all day. I don't know. He probably got corns on his feet running around. This shit was hurting. his shits was hurting, bro. He would have been better off kicking them shits off and then running, bro.
Yeah, somebody and talk about him. So he was breaking wind for her. Like, she was in and out of traffic with record abandonment. She almost got hit. He was still looking out for himself. So he was cautiously running. And she was, I mean, kamikaze in it, like, yo, I'm going to get that phone one way or another.
Yeah, I feel like me and New York are akin. Because that was the first thing that I was looking at was his fit and how restricting it was from his running. Like, that ain't the Jonathan Majors that was in Creed 2, who was fighting for the belt. Like, he was – that coke one, I thought was fly. But, like, that's why you don't wear tight clothes, yo, because he couldn't get a good kick in, you know. You can tell when he hit the corner, like, he had to do the stutter step to stop because I felt like he was going to fall over. But this is how I know Jonathan Majors ain't from the hood. Like, because the beginning of the video shows him trying to get her in the car. Then, boom, he takes off. She follows him. Most people smart enough to hit the U, hop back in the car, and get out. Where was he running to?
You know what's funny? Exactly what I thought he was doing. Like, yo, he about to take her around the block. By the time he come back around the corner, he going to hop in the whip and tell the dude be out. I was literally thinking that.
He ain't street smart, yo.
Nah, so, them Chelsea boots is weighing him down. Chelsea boots is weighing him down. Ain't no way he was coming back to the car. Ain't no way. That driver had to pull up and meet him somewhere. Ain't no way he going to take a UE back to the car. He was
hurt. Everybody knows the, you know what I mean, the little, you know, we going to run around this car, I'm going to juke you a little bit, get back in the car, and get away. You know, everybody knows that move. If you play hide and seek ever in your life, you know how to get yourself back in position to win. Like, and this dude is running straight down the damn street, getting walked down by a white chick. Yo, this is crazy to me. Like, he had a bunch of cars. He could have just, you know what I mean, circled back. Like, yo, like, what is going on? Even Day-Day would have got around. Day-Day would have got away. Come on, man.
Yeah. He had to pull out the cookie. He should have pulled out the cookie and slid it down the windshield like it's for Baby D, yo.
And you know it's a bad night with the history of black men and white women. Like, when the black man's running away from a white woman, you know it's a bad night.
I mean, I'm pretty sure plenty of black men have ran away from white women. Like, yo, look, get me away from here, man. This is going to end up bad for me. Let me get out of here. When it first happened, I told her, like, yo, I bet he hit her with the Heisman. Like, gave her the stiff arm to try to keep her with home. And sure enough, he picked her up, put her in the car. And like a strong white woman, she hopped on out. Like, this is my country. If I'm here, but this is mine. Grabbed his arm. Rip away, stiff arm, I'm out. Or I'm going to try to be out. And he hit that Heisman on him, man. He was trying to get away. He didn't really have the right equipment on to get away, but he was trying.
Yo, Karen like Freddie, yo. Or like Jason, yo. Karen ain't stopping, yo. She like Jason, yo. Unlimited energy. That's why she ran in the middle of that street with them cars coming. Can't nothing kill Karen.
I am a Romanian woman in America. This car is going to stop for me.
She's Romanian?
No, she's in America. In America.
What? I mean, she sounds like that. She's Russian or something.
Oh, did you say Romania?
Yeah, I said Romania, but I don't know. She's not from here. She's something like that.
I don't know. He was running. That's hard. He was running a good mile. I want to know where he's going to. Like, where was he going? Like, is he running away? Like, maybe she'll stop and then I'll just catch an Uber or something?
I don't know. I want to know what the driver was thinking. I know the driver kept that clock running, though. Like, I don't know where these motherfuckers going, but I'm getting paid for all this. He probably still out there waiting for them to get back. Clock still running. All right.
I was waiting for the video to flash back to see, like, what was he doing? Like, was he just sitting there with the door open still? I really wanted them to flash back. Like, TMZ or somebody like get that full footage and just him just sitting there, just like hands out the window, like what's going on? Like
I only got the front half.
I got my back end.
Yeah, you know he stepped out the car and started smoking a cigarette. Like once he saw him hit the corner, he said, "Oh, this gonna be a minute." Go ahead, DJ. Sorry.
So does this hurt or help? Whose case does this hurt or help?
I mean, did he hit her? We still don't know if he hit her or not.
That's what I'm asking. So this, with this, whatever you see, whose case is this hurting?
I mean, ever since Emmett Till, I'm on Jonathan Majors' side. I've seen with when white women, when white women say that black men hit them, and then say, "Oh, never mind." Like that's a bad precedent. It tells me that, I mean, don't tell me nothing because I wasn't there. But you know,
well,
you can't say somebody
hit
you.
They both. I think her side entered. No, his side entered the video, but her side pointed out like, "Yo, the beginning of the video is him assaulting her. It's him like hitting or holding her arm, bending her arm." I think they said, and like apparently hit her head or hit her in the head when he grabbed her to put her back in the car. His side, you know, this shows she was the aggressor, and they're like, "Nah, she was the aggressor." It shows him being violent with her, and then her chasing him. So the negative and positive
physical
sides.
That physical assault shit is a little weird because I've been in positions where I had to grab a woman to stop her from hitting me. But I'm strong. Like if she said, "Yeah, he grabbed me and he was strong and he wouldn't let me go," like that should be true because you over here trying to throw stuff at me and punch me in my face and all, so I'm grabbing you to chill out. But I don't think that's assault because I could knock your ass out like Ray Rice did. Like that's assault. But I know it's a gray area. So like if you're telling me there's video of him grabbing her, I don't really know. I guess I would have to see it to form an opinion, because I guess it could be assault, it could be not. But the way she was chasing him makes me feel like she knew she was in the wrong. Like if he beat her ass, I don't think she's chasing him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. I've never hit a woman.
After him. I want to get away from him.
Yeah, I was thinking in the moment of getting your ass beat that you would, you know, you may not want that person to get arrested and go to jail. You might still love them. I've seen all that. But I don't know if you would literally chase after him if he just beat your ass.
Well,
but
the beginning of the video is him and her up. So it is him grabbing her. He does lift her off the ground to put her in the car. But we don't know what happened before that, but it is him grabbing her up, holding her, and putting her in the car. Now, some people, like, you know, when you get those soccer chicks, they're like, "Nah, man, he hit me. I'm getting my hit back. I don't care about that. Yeah, he hit me. That's that. But I ain't no scaredy cat. I'm going to go get my lick back." And so, I mean, one doesn't necessarily negate the other.
I mean, grabbing a chick and picking her up, is it? That cause, oh, I guess if she doesn't want it.
Beach bum. Yo, we got another female opinion, yo. I want to put her on.
Oh, boy.
Good.
All right.
Boom. AP in the building.
APMC, thank you. All right, so here it is. One, a little bit of background. Number one, I'm a trained martial artist. I've been fighting for like 15 years, so I know how to defend myself. I'll put that out there only because I know one of the biggest things I learned is you're not going to just step to no man and square up and think you're going to win that fight, no matter how small he is and no matter how big you are. So the video to me shows maybe a little tussle. That's not assault. He's defending himself, in my opinion. And the second he fleed and she pursued, that's all on her. That's all on her. She want all that smoke at that point. So no, I don't think, again, civil lawsuits is something different than criminal. But there's no criminal prosecutor that can sit there and watch that video and say that he was the aggressor at any stretch of the imagination, because she clearly was the aggressor. She clearly chased him. He clearly attempted to flee. I mean, every self-defense or every HQL training or all that shit, they say you got to flee first, right? You got to flee before you defend yourself, and then you can say, okay, but self-defense. That dude kept running. So whatever she attempted to say, her case is weak. She could still try to sue him civilly because she got a bruise on her forehead, but what white woman don't bruise if you look at her hard? That's my two cents.
I'll take it. You're not white.
Listen, I am of the complexion. So I know from proof that if you grab my wrist or if you grab my neck even in passion, my ass don't look like I had an ass whipping. So I look like I was beat up
God.
And beat down.
Oh my God. I mean, Blur, you're a resident legal expert. Is anything on that video to the prosecutor make it out that it was assault?
Well, that was exactly what the prosecutor said. I said her team, not really her team, but the prosecutor said, like, look, you can see at the very beginning of the video, at least from the reports is how they said, like, he is being violent. Now, these are all things that lawyers are going to use to say, all right, they're going to try to say this is what we call violence. And it's him grabbing her. She says her arm was bit behind her back. You can't really say for certain, but her arm is not, like, in the normal position. But that happens when someone grabs you. They're not necessarily, like, I mean, they're not medical facility. They're not going to, like, strap you down. He just grabs you. Your arm bent behind you. Bent behind you. But someone will argue, hey, he has her arm bent behind her back, grabbing her, picking her up off the ground. Full stop. Right there. Regardless of what happens after that, someone will say, hey, that's violence towards her, which is, I believe, I don't know exactly what he's charged with, but I'm pretty sure it's something like that. And the video doesn't show what happened before that, which is what I think was her claim as well, is that he hit her. She said he hit her in the back of the head when grabbing her to put her in the car, and I think in the car when she grabbed the phone out of his hand, he hit her going and grabbed the phone back. Like, she's not necessarily saying any of this was, like, punched in the face, but, you know, violence is violence.
You're in the mix.
Hey, watch out, background noise. That's interesting. Violence is violence. I mean, anything, I guess, you know, like you said, sex can be considered violent, but I guess if it's unwarranted. But if she took his phone, doesn't he have a right to defend himself?
When you say defend yourself, like defend yourself from getting your phone smashed? Yeah. And
yeah.
You know what? This came about a little bit during the hate to bring this back up, during the George Floyd case. This came up. They went to, like, at what point does this part end and this is a new thing? Like, that came up a couple times then. And so it's, like, a good illustration of that here, too. She took your phone. You now have it back. Now you're outside the car. Can you walk away without picking her up and putting her arm behind her back to put her in the car? Clearly you could leave. Why are you restraining her, grabbing her, holding her, or whatever? Leave. You don't have to do that.
Whose car was it?
It was like a car service. It was an Uber or whatever.
Yeah. It was an Uber. Uber Black.
Yeah.
Uber Black.
And the driver said that he wanted her, first he wanted her out the car, not him, but Jonathan Majors wanted her out. And then he wanted her back in, and that he was leaving, and that he's telling him to take her home or whatever. And the driver did say that, like, he wasn't looking in the back, but, like, what he could hear, he felt like she was the aggressor. So that bodes bad. But again, at what point does one thing end, and you're now dealing with a new situation?
I mean, we clearly know she was the aggressor. She chased him for 6 miles. Like,
right.
they ran a 5K that night.
I mean, who was the aggressor in the car?
But Blur,
I mean, maybe she got the DIY.
She was the aggressor in
the phone. She grabbed specifically the phone and didn't touch him at all.
No, but Blur, if you...
No,
if
she grabs the phone, she's the aggressor. If she
right.
grabs the phone, she's
what?
The aggressor. She's stealing your property.
And if you flee and she follows... Then how can you say I'm still the aggressor at this point?
That would be a different.
That would be a different.
It would be two different. two different instances. That's what he was saying with George Floyd. When does one stop and what something else begin? So he's saying the moment he runs away from the car, that's different from what happens in the car.
And what happened before he ran away. Like, you could smack somebody and run away. They chasing you down. Don't mean you didn't just smack them.
Oh, they go up top. Yeah, it's interesting. All right. Well, I don't want to spend too long. Y'all got anything left on Jonathan Majors? Because we got a couple other topics we got to get to. We only got about 30 minutes left. DJ C-Sire, you got anything? Is Megan Good still with him? She had to come up. You go from a preacher back to the limelight.
And her show got renewed for Thursday.
She's still on TV?
Yes. But
I wonder if is Jonathan Majors broke? Because I feel like he was on the come up of getting good money, and then they all got snatched away.
Depending on how he spent his first.
I mean, Loki was good. I didn't like him in Loki. But I don't know how much he
liked him in Loki.
The first one, not the second one. I don't know how well Creed 2 did in the movies.
I doubt he's broke, though. Like, I mean, he might get some back end on those, but I'm pretty sure at this point, especially with him still on come up, he was probably just getting his front end money. Like, all right, give him a 5-6 mil or whatever, maybe getting 10 mil a movie. I don't think he was at the 20 million mark. He might have been getting 10 mil. I doubt he broke.
Yeah, depending on where you live at. If you live in a $1 million apartment in New York City, that 10 mil might be almost gone. You never know. And hopefully he's not. But, I mean, that by the Macy's coat he had that he was running away with, he might be smart with his money. Like New York said, that was a lot of wool. But, I mean, you can expect that in New York City. They were in New York or L.A. They had to be in New York, right? Just like that.
Pretty sure it's New York.
That's the bad thing about New York, yo.
You had a lot
like,
of projects.
There's a lot of... What'd you say?
I said he had a lot of projects going on. Yeah, he lost out on a couple of them. I'm hoping he bounced back. I saw a report today that said regardless of the outcome, and these are just rumors, I think it was from the Hollywood Reporter, that regardless of the outcome of the trial, that Disney has already decided to move on from him for the Kang the Conqueror role. I mean, again, it's a Hollywood Reporter. They're right sometimes. They're not right other times. So we'll see. But I still think he'll bounce back. Either way, I think, if nothing else, like the video shows that he was trying to do is not as bad as like the initial report sound. So I think he'll be able to bounce back, even if it ain't with Marvel and Disney.
Man, I tell you what, though, he's going to come right back. He's going to come right back to black people. He's going to start making them black movies. He's going to go right to Madea. And they gonna support him.
If he put the dress on, I'm out. I can't support him.
I don't understand why people. Can we talk about that real quick? Why do black people get so crazy about men wearing dresses in the film industry when it's been going on for hundreds of years? Why do y'all think that makes people gay? There's been plenty of people who put on dresses who ain't gay. Puffy ain't never put on a dress, and look at how much of a creep he is. Russell Simmons.
I don't know what you mean by who.
Yeah, people have every person in the world, but there is a going thing out there that men who put on dresses in Hollywood become sellouts, especially black men. Hollywood uses the dress to emasculate men, especially black men.
Yeah, it is a big thing, but it is like a growing thought. And it's like, what's the whole thing about?
Sorry, I love that movie.
Well, it's about emasculating men and specifically black men in certain situations. Yeah, I struggled with that one. It's all right. Jay Farrell, with his TV show, he had a whole thing about it, and it was like Jamie Foxx was helping me, yo, just put on a dress, it'll help your career. Just put on a dress. He's like, I can't do it, man. Nah, I'm not putting on a dress. And as soon as he put on the dress, his dick disappeared. It's something about, like, you know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, Jay Farrell TV show. I think it was it called White Famous? It might have been White Famous. But, yeah, it's a growing thought. Like, the dude who did Big Mama House 3 or whatever, I forgot his name, the one who played, he played, like, Martin, Stepsonny. He was like, yo, I put on a dress and my career just was never the same. And he's like, they kept, I couldn't get roles, like, as a masculine man or whatever. They still wanted him to be, like, the funny dude putting on the dress and, like, doing things. And, hey, a lot of people have felt that once you put on the dress, it's you selling
but
out
is that
to Hollywood.
Them or the writers' show? Like, whose fault is that?
I mean, it goes, like, your career path, I guess. Like, Jonathan T or whatever his name was, like, he probably would have made a lot of money if he kept taking the roles that the people wanted him to take. You look at Jamie Foxx, Martin, whatever dude's name is,
yeah.
Tyler Perry. Like, they've all are really rich. They put on the dress. But Jamie Foxx
yeah,
was right there.
Like,
when...
Nah, I guess I was just saying my point is that I guess when you fit a certain, like, character based off of prior movies, like, then I'm casting you for that type movie. I'm not going to just cast you for a comedy when you've been being a mob gangster all your life. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm not going to take you serious as, like, you know what I mean, a funny guy when you just, like, the last five movies, or, you know what I mean, you were a mob gangster killing bammers. You know, now all of a sudden I want to laugh at you? Like, that's not, you know what I mean? I think you typecast yourself based off of what your last project or your last couple projects that were successful were, right? I don't know if it has anything to do with a dress per se, but just what your demeanor is, right? Like, I never seen, like, even when Meet the Falkers, right? Before that, Robert De Niro never really played in a comedy per se where he was that leading role trying to be funny. And even then, he wasn't the funny person. He was the sarcastic person that still just did just enough to be like, yo, that was some funny shit that he just did. But we never really thought that he could just pull off jokes and shit until he was like that shit took off, right? Like, I'm just saying certain things and movie roles, I think it's not just necessarily what the dress is about. It's more or less just what you are and how you act as an individual, right? Like, I mean, there's some actors that can cross those barriers, but I think there's a whole lot more that fit into a certain, like, role that if you're a writer, you're looking for, and you know that that person performed it well, his last project, and so you're always going to look for them if you can afford them. I don't think that has anything to do with what you wore. It's more or less than your talent behind that character.
And it could be a thing of where you're at in your career. Like, you say somebody like Robert De Niro, like, by the time he did Meet the Fockers, like, he was established. Like, he was him
yeah, he was,
already.
And every mob movie that motherfucker was in. Like, him and Al Pacino. Like, mob movie down. Right?
Like
not
even just
mob
movies. Like, he was in, like, just classic movies. Like, he was already, like, one of them, like, one of the top people. Like, you think Taxi Driver, the King of Comedy, like, the ones that, you know, mimic the Joker. Like, he was already him by the time he got to that point in his career. Like, he had already done everything that could be done, I think, as far as, except for comedy. When you take somebody like Brandon T. Jackson, who was up and coming, like, he's trying to be taken serious as an actor. He takes the role with Martin, putting on the dress, and the next thing you do is like, yo, I can't play another serious role. Like, they only want me in a dress, or they want me playing the goofball.
Or maybe he's not that good of an actor. Because there's so many, so many different examples of people who put on the dress early and their career fell off. People who put on the dress late and their career took off. And even people who put on the dress early in their career took off. I know people like, I saw this one crazy YouTube video conspiracy theory like, oh, that's why Dave Chappelle never put on a dress. Dave Chappelle's one of his first movies he put on a dress. Robin Hood Men in Tights, he was running around in a dress cracking jokes. I think when it comes to the comedy genre, there's so many different types of comedy, whether it be like physical comedy, stand-up jokes, storytelling, and some of that physical comedy, like Jamie Foxx playing Wanda was some of the greatest physical comedy things that, like, that's the first time I ever, like, laughed out loud at a dude in a dress because, like, they're making fun of it. But I don't think I ever looked at Jamie Foxx as, I mean, it's just me personally, less than a man because he put on a female dress because I thought that was part of the joke. When Martin played Shanae, I didn't look at it as he was being emasculated. I thought he was just playing a character. Now, I will say that when Will Smith... Hold on. When Will Smith did, what's that movie? 6 Degrees of Separation, where he played the gay guy.
I thought he was actually a different character.
It was a different character, and I was like, whoa, that... You know, I remember at the time watching the movie, it's a good movie, but, see, I couldn't imagine
playing...
He didn't wear a
dress, did he?
No, but it was the first time I've ever... knew somebody famous playing a gay role. Mm-hmm. And that said, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if I could be an actor because I don't know if I can
do
that.
Wait. Really, girl?
Yeah.
Really, Beach Ball? What about Philadelphia? You didn't watch that?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's when it occurred to me that, like, no, these people are really just playing roles. Now, me personally, I couldn't get to be on camera, even if it's just acting. It's just me. I don't think I'm home.
But
my
question to you, Beach Bum, what do you think about this, when you say, because you listed a bunch of them, they're all black, would you put Jim Carrey in that list?
Yeah, I mean, but I don't look at these dudes who are doing this for a character. When Jim Carrey put on that dress and was running around playing Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and he was jumping in the box, I didn't look at him as being emasculated. I thought it was just comedy for the character. So I've always been confused when somebody said that it emasculates them as a man, because there's something I'm missing, because I feel like that's just playing the character. Now, unless you're telling me that that person said, I didn't want to do it, and someone said, you're going to have to do it anyway. I don't think that's emasculating you as a man. I think you just might be a pussy.
And that's part of the whole thing, is that Hollywood has a plan for you. And that's really the thing, like Rock. Like, when he signed a deal where you represent him for, like, 8 movies. Like, he signed an 8-movie deal. Now, obviously, he gets some pay, but they're like, oh, we want you in this dress playing the Tooth Fairy. That's one of your 8 movies. Like, if you don't do it, you're signed to an 8-movie deal with them that you may not be able to get to your next movie. You may not be able to work with anybody else. So you're going to put on this dress or you're not. And, like, that's part of the whole thing. Like, yo, do you want this or you don't? If you want to make it in this town, you're going to put on this dress.
But that was kind of where I was going with it, right? Like, I'm feeling, and I don't know because I'm not a writer, but if I'm a writer, right, and let's say I want to write about this show, I'm going to write in an image of what, like, Beach Bum looks like, right? What you look like. And therefore, even if you previously put on a dress or whatever, like, I may just have, and you're trying to get a masculine role, let's say, right? I just may have The Rock in mind when I'm writing this part. And so I'm looking for someone that's giving me Rock vibes. And if you come over, Blur, I'm like, yo, you're not giving me Rock vibes. You know what I mean? Like, I may be writing with somebody in mind, even though I'm still writing, and then you just may not fit the bill. Like, I'm just curious how many times that is happening when they're trying to go out the roles that, like, the writer literally just didn't have that person in mind when they were writing it. And so, therefore, when you're trying to cast it now, you're like, yo, like, that's not you, bro. Like, it's not that I don't like you in this role, but you just, that's not, I just don't see you in the role.
And, Blair, I don't think what you said is right. I don't think
you mean.
I don't think these houses can sign somebody to 8 movie deals and then not allow them to make a movie anywhere else without getting another movie. That's why they have the Actors Guild. It's a union, right? They're all independent contractors. That's why they need the union.
They definitely sign multi-movie deals. Whether they can work out other things, that's usually not something that they do. I know The Rock, that's why I use The Rock specifically, because I know he did sign an 8-movie, it's either 5 or 8-movie deal with Universal. Now, obviously, he's The Rock. This is when he was just coming up, so there was some mutual
Like, they both want it. So I'm like, yo, I want to do these movies, and you want me to do good movies. But that may not always be the case. And now, are you going to there's always some language in it. Like, you have to do these movies within, like, a certain amount of time. So you can't sign on to do another movie if you're already contractually obligated to be ready for them to do a movie that they're going to shoot within the next year or 2 years. That's what kind of got the whole Henry Cavill thing messed up with Mission Impossible and the Justice League. Like, they had the CGI and the mustache because he couldn't leave Mission Impossible to go do reshoots for Justice League.
Henry Cavill is in Mission Impossible?
Like, a couple years ago. He's the one who did Reloading Arms.
Yo, Blair, what's wrong with your phone, yo? Your phone keeps going.
Well, what happened?
Y'all ain't got no... Is Blair's phone going in and out, or is it my phone?
It might be me, man. I got my earpiece in, but it's dangling down.
Balls.
But now, yeah, Henry Cavill, he did the, he was fighting Tom Cruise and the other dude in the bathroom, reloaded his arms. You know what I mean? They made the whole little shotgun sound when he shook his arms out.
That was Superman? Yo, that's it. Yo, shout out to Tom Cruise. Greatest action star we've ever seen. Them Mission Impossible movies, not great stories, but definitely great action. I thought my man, the James Bond, would have almost caught up to him, but his body would be up. All right, so that's enough of that. Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, dropping the album tonight. New York, New York, you excited?
More than excited. From what I heard from the listening party, man, I tell you, I'm ready for it. I liked what I heard. I like that cold-ass Black joint. He was bugging out with the track with Bad Bunny. I'm waiting to hear that. Not only that, I got to appreciate Northwest, yo. Northwest came with that energy on that track. I like that. That's the most. I'm anticipating that track. I want to play that joint in the whip. I want to see how hard it bang in the 808s and the shit in the back. I wish I had my Nissan on a Armada so I could just drive around playing that. That shit went crazy, bro. I'm waiting for it to drop. I'm waiting for it to drop.
Okay, I like the energy. I like the energy of it. I'm a little scared about what my man Kanye is going to say about my boy Pusha. That worries me. But I'm excited to hear this. I think Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign is a good match when it comes to harmony and beats. And I mean, I still think Kanye rapping is trash, but you know, I think musically, I guess that's what Blur was getting to with the whole Nicki Minaj concept, where even though her lyrics may be trash, it just sounds better, which I still don't think so, but I'll go back to that. But yeah, man, so let's see. M-Extra, you gonna rock that Kanye? Oh shit, the new Avatar drop. You gonna drop the shit? So I'm sorry, the game fucked me up. I didn't know the new Avatar game was out. M-Extra, you gonna rock that Kanye Ty Dolla $ign joint?
Man, I don't know. I was kind of over Kanye, so I don't know. Maybe.
Solid answer. I like it. M-Extra, what about, Blur, what about you?
I'm going to give it a listen. I mean, as much as I don't like Kanye's raps, man, I can't deny the dude knows how to make good songs. It's just, and, like, he might be one of the best ever to ever, like, put music together. Like, if he could just get someone else to rap, that's gold. So, yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm expecting great instrumentals, and hopefully he got enough people on there who can rap.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to. I'm hoping, hopefully he got Andre 3000 to play the flute. Does AP want to comment? She want to rock out to that Kanye? I didn't know if we had canceled Kanye yet, or because, you know, we still allowing him to
to influence the culture or not. But, all right, all right. What else we got? What else we got? Oh, Draymond Green got suspended for punching the dude on the court. So just real quick, did y'all see the video? Did you think he deserves to be suspended indefinitely? M extra?
Hell yeah. I'm kind of over Draymond. I mean, yo, like, he talking about that's how I, you know, get calls. That's how I flop, yo. No, bro, come on, man. You've been flopping and banging bammers in the face, kicking them, choking them. Yeah, it's time for you to – and then even every suspension, he done something different. It's not like he learned. So, yeah, he got to go for a couple – for more than, you know what I mean, the half a season, especially if they did that to Ja Morant. Like, shit, he got to go.
Okay, okay. Blur, what you got?
I hate the indefinite on anything. Like, set what it is, and then just we'll just deal with it, whatever it is. Like, say 20, say 25. Like, just leaving it open-ended, I hate when anybody has to go through that. That sucks. But he did need to be suspended. Like, I wish they would have just picked a number. Like, make it a big number, but pick a number and stick to it. But, yeah, man, he got to sit down. And it's funny because every time people keep saying the same thing, like, when he choked out Rudy Gobert, dude was like, yo, he don't want to be out here. Like, he's doing this stuff because he don't want to play. If Steph's not in the game, he ain't trying to play. And I really think it's like he don't really feel like playing this early in the season. I know they made the in-season tournament trying to, like, get these games to mean something to count. I think to certain veterans, and Draymond being one of them, it's not going to count to him, and he don't care, and I don't think he really want to be out there. And I think anytime he gets there, it's like, yo, if he already don't want to be out there and he getting held or whatever, Draymond. And, yeah, so somebody, you got to stop him somehow. I just wish it wasn't an open-ended. Like, say 50 games and then just stick to it.
Yeah, it's bad, man. Like, when you got one of those friends where it's always something, but you can love them to death, you can think that, you know them well enough that, you know, you love the inside of their heart and you support them and you love them. But when something happens, it's always them. And Draymond is that person. It's always something. I'm a blur. I don't like the indefinitely part because you're acting like, you know, you can suspend them for like 2 games and say, oh, we had a long talk with them and all that stuff, and you ain't really do nothing. You got to give them like 20, 30 games, yo. He's going to be livid. Everybody's going to be like, ah, it's a little excessive. But you got to stop the old man socking people, yo. Like, Nurkic didn't deserve that, yo. Nobody know who Nurkic is. Or Jurek, I can't even say his word. Shout out to him. Like, he's just out here trying to earn a check. He a role player. He young. You can't just be out here punching. Like, you are, after what you did to Jordan Poole, like, we shouldn't have to deal with this no more. Like, you should have learned your lesson. And, yeah, man, I'm with you, yo. I was like, man, you should have given him, like, 20. Like, somebody's just got to sit him down. Or somebody got to beat his ass. Like, they got to jump him. Oh, they just took out the sideline lady. Like, somebody got to jump them, yo. I mean, they got to run up on them. Like, they got to do, what's that movie that we used to watch? MX, your Full Metal Jacket, yo. They got a Full Metal Jacket. It's the only thing left. New York, you got anything?
I agree with y'all. I think, like, you know what I mean, the indefinite is kind of like, I don't like it either, but, like, at the same time, I'm not going to sit up here and act like Draymond hasn't been wilding out. Like, you know what I mean? I'd say, like, indefinite, like, you say, I'd rather them suspend him indefinite and then give him causes to work on, and then, you know what I mean, once he meets those causes, actually have an understanding, then come back. I mean, like, it doesn't have to be actually indefinite, but indefinite until your act gets together and we know your act gets together. Then he comes, like, seeing him, like, stepping on people and make it look like it's accidental, stepping on people, you know what I mean, kicking people in the nuts, like, turning around, swinging on people, choking people out. I think that's too much, bro. It's too much, bro. It's too much. It's too much, bro. He has to sit down. He has to sit down. It can't be like, you can say, like, 20, 30 games or whatever, like, 5, 10, whatever. He's going to expect to come back after those 10, 5, whatever, how many games, you know what I mean, he gets suspended for. Like, but when you say, like, it's indefinite, that's when he's going to take it to heart. That's when he's going to take it seriously. He don't know when it's coming back, so he ain't got no choice but to sit down. So I think that's fair. I think that's fair. He's been wilding out lately.
Yeah,
like I think he really like the modern day like meta world piece or something like that. Like he wild.
But see, meta. Ron Artell, I'm calling him. Mama named Ron. I'ma call him Ron. Like Ron would be annoying, but he rarely started fights except for that one in Detroit. He didn't really start that. I'll admit. He was wrong, but he did get hit in the face with a beer. He just ran in the face.
I mean, he gave James Harden a concussion.
Yeah, what about that elbow? That's what I say. What about that elbow?
that's what Draymond did. But yeah, okay, that's once, right? He started the fight in Detroit. Wow, he elbowed James with the elbow in the back. That's two. Draymond done kicked about 8 people in the nuts, yo. And we didn't even get to the elbows part. We didn't even get to the flips. Like,
I'm mad.
I feel like y'all. I just feel like y'all getting robbed.
That's just a bad rap.
But yeah, Draymond got to go, yo. Yeah, anytime you got one of the people who talk and, like, no homo. You can tell the spit starts building up around the sides of their face. Yo, they a little off, yo. It's like they got forever rabies, yo. You can't fuck with them type people, yo. Gotta leave them alone, yo. They got bad wiring. All right. We got to get out of here, but I got one last quick topic. And hopefully it'll be quick. So Hunter Biden showed up at the White House. He showed up in D.C. It said Republicans. Come and interview me, but it's got to be public. I want everybody to see it. Hunter Biden's been in the news. They've been looking for that man's laptop. He's been accused of spending millions of dollars on cocaine, hookers, weed, speedboats, and everything. And I don't know about y'all, and I don't want to get too political. And again, we only got about 5 minutes, so I'm going to do this quickly. But in my head, I picture Hunter Biden to be a young, spoiled white kid spending his dad's money. Yo, I was shocked when I looked at him. He was old as a motherfucker, yo. And then I forget that Joe Biden is 90. So when you're telling me about this dude spillions and millions of dollars on hookers, I just imagine like a 20, 30-year-old. I didn't know he was 60. And then I thought to myself, yo, he living it up. Like when you 60 and can spend millions of dollars on hookers and cocaine. Like, you live in a good life. So I just wanted to ask y'all before we hop off the show, were any of y'all shocked that Hunter Biden is old as fuck? And I'll let, New York go first,
and we'll work our way back around to Blur and I'm actually.
Now, when you put it in a perspective like that, I really didn't know that he was that old, like 60 years old. I thought he was a lot younger than that. I thought it was just a drug that got to him. And then he started looking more older than when he appeared. But, like, nah, if he's 60 living it up, I mean, goddamn, bro. Goddamn. I mean, shit. I can't even say nothing after that, bro. He's just living his life,
yeah,
bro. Hey.
I was kind of jealous. Blur, what you got?
He's not 60, man. The man is 53. So he's not young, though. You're right. He's not young, but I'm not surprised. Like, Joe Biden is ancient. Like, I mean, like, this is Joe Biden's, I think Hunter is his youngest child, if I'm not mistaken. I think he's the youngest, or maybe just the youngest boy. But, yeah, he's a full-grown man. Like, he's old. He's old in his own right, and that's because Biden is old, so his kids is old. So, now I wasn't surprised. But, yeah, he's 53.
You say, because I said he was 60, I'm 7 years off. And extra, what you got?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they had it when they were 30. So if you put it in that perspective, running in their 30s, then, you know, it doesn't seem so bad. But, no, I mean, because I've followed that story since, shit, Trump was in office. Like, I mean, so I knew how old he was. So I wasn't really surprised that but, I mean, he's been traveling all over and shit, you know what I mean? So I think, I mean, if you doing any business overseas, I feel like you have to be that way. So I'm not necessarily surprised, but I think that was a gangster move, though, him coming talking about, yo, y'all looking for me? Because during all the Trump years, they tried to motherfucking, like, run from all the subpoenas and the House subpoenas and shit, and he went right up that bitch and was like, yo, let's do this. Like, right? So he called all they bluffs and shit. So that was some gangster shit that he did.
Yeah, it's just when you say the president's son is running around in different countries with a laptop, cocaine, and the hookers, the first thought that comes in my mind is not a 55-year-old man. And I'm jealous.
Right.
I'm 55, and you telling me I got private jets, hookers, and cocaine? I done made it. Cause at this point, he's at the end of his life. Like, he on the back nine.
You might he's definitely on the back nine. But you know what, though? That might be trauma, though. I think a lot of people are upset. He lost his brother and his sister, yo. Like, I mean, that's a lot. And you're dealing with all the shit that your dad go through, the family scrutiny. Like, that's a lot. Yo. He probably dealing with some mental health shit for real, on a real tip.
And he was doing this, I think, when Joe was vice president. So he was in his 40s running around with the hookers and the blow and the laptop. So
yeah, he never stopped. He's been this way. That's what I'm saying. I think it's some trauma. Like, I think it's really, like, he dealing with some shit, and this is how he dealing with it. But nobody wants to talk about
you trying to steer us out. I ain't going there. I'm saying, yo, when I first saw him, I was like, yeah, if he was doing hookers and cocaine in different countries in the 1960s, why are we bringing this up now? Like, I was shocked at how
stupid. I thought this is what they did at Woodstock. What the problem was. All right, we got to get out of here, man. It's been a good show. Always great talking to y'all. Always great having y'all. DJ C-Sign, she went and took it down. So she's out for the night. Tell AP, I don't know if she's still back there. Tell her we always appreciate having her opinion, and she's always welcome. Yo, the Raiders are about to put 100 up on the Chargers. Oh, my God.
Yo, they already got the backup quarterback in, so they can't really, like, they can only take so many people out the game.
Bruh, they keep turning the ball over touchdowns. I would love to know what the Raiders defense scored in the various fantasy football leagues, because it's got to be about 30, man.
I was just looking at it. I just had it pulled up because the 23. They had 23 right now.
Oh, well.
This is fucking.
Not counting this most recent quarter. This recent touchdown might put them up like 26.
All right. Well, let's get out of here, man. Great show as always. Tell AP, give AP our love and our best. Tell to join us anytime. That's it for me. M Extra, you got anything?
I'm not sure.
That's you.
AP.
All right. Hey guys, this is APMC. What's up? So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you listening to my thoughts this evening. M Extra.
Yeah, I'm out.
Always welcome. Well, man, appreciate y'all. Blur, you got anything?
Yo, fuck Stan Kroenke, just off of GP. Fuck the niggas who were shooting and shot up my back window. Fuck them, too. And,
wow.
Kidneys, Kidneys, if anybody's interested, going for $200K on the black market. You got two of them. You can live with one.
Yeah.
You want to make a quick $200K for a kidney. Conversely, on the low end, a stomach, you can sell your stomach. You're only going to get $500. So, I mean, if y'all want to be accurate in GTA.
The way these Instagram models are getting money off asses, I should be able to sell my stomach because I'm instantly making somebody get a fat ass and get a fans only page. But I'll lose a kidney for $200K. We got to talk about how I get somebody my kidney. I guess I got to keep it for my kids.
My dad got to come up, man. He could have been out for $200K. He got mine for free.
Damn. That's love right there. Shout out to you heroes. New York, what you got?
Man, it's getting cold outside, y'all mean? Make sure y'all bundle up, y'all mean? Take the vitamin D, take all your vitamins. Make sure y'all stay healthy.
Oh.
Don't catch the cooties out here. Most definitely, pause is necessary. Make sure you don't catch the cooties out here. Check on your cars because this is the weather that your car's going to let you know what's wrong with it. Other than that, y'all mean, if you on an island, make sure you got a good playlist. Make sure you listen to the right artist. Other than that, y'all mean, stay healthy, stay blessed. Look, looking forward to the next conversation.
Happy early birthday to Brother Blur.
Ho,
we'll catch y'all next week.
Yeah, happy birthday to him. Nah, hold on. I got one more.
My bad.
One more.
Yo, I can't
one more.
Stop it. The computer be buffering. There'd be a lot
right.
going on, yo.
Hey, look. Make sure if you wear a pea coat, bro, make sure you check the fabric on it, bro. Don't be having 100% wool on it, bro. Like, come on, bro. You wildin'. Other than that, good night.
Wait, one last thing. I got to mark this for next week. I saw this thing. A chick put on Instagram. She's like, yo, if you got any STDs, hit me up. I'm going to pay you to go fuck somebody I know. I ain't never seen somebody put an STD hit out on somebody. So, yeah.
What?
It's crazy out in these streets. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. So is that person just willingly fuck them or is this like rape?
No, I'm pretty sure it's like, yo, this girl I know, a hoe. If you, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna walk you through how to get with her or something like that. It's a dangerous
yeah,
game
it.
Out there.
Hold on,
we,
a dude did that.
We definitely
put a hit on a woman, or a woman put a hit
it's
on
a girl.
Dude.
A girl. She wants a dude who got an STD to go fuck another girl. It's probably somebody who's fucking with her man, but you know.
Yeah, then he gonna get the STD. Cause just cause somebody else fucking him, then he gonna stop. All right, we're gonna have to gauge that next week because that's a pretty big topic. I did have a joke about Jonathan Majors trying to return that coat back to Macy's the next day, and somebody would be like, "Yo, I seen that TMZ video. I gotta keep it." Like, you can't get it.
Well, I got all these sweat stains in the pit, man.
All right, man. Next week, yo.